girl out. And let me see, listen, where you being cheap? What the fuck ever? But let's count up the money. Let's count up the money. All right. So I go get, you know, dressed up, whatever, 35 years ago. That's a good 40, 50 bucks. Haircut, make sure it's there. Let's go. Another $20 for the gas. So they said, well, you're supposed to be that way anyway. Okay, well, let's throw that away. I'm going to take her to the movies. The goddamn tickets are $15.
Mm-hmm.
There's two of us, so that's 30.
Right.
If she wants popcorn, that's another $20. That's 50 right there. We ain't even got to dinner yet. And let's say we decide to go to Applebee's.
Mm.
That's another $30-some dollars. That's $60. So I'm at $60. And we sitting here talking. And I don't hear. She go home.
Sucker.
Yeah. So then she come back the next time.
Yeah.
She want to go back to dinner again. She had fun before. So now she called me. I want to go see Django. That's another $30. That's another $30. So now we at $120. 2 days.
Right.
Now, I may or may not hit on the second date. And we had 120 in counting. Now, the economist in me says, why not? And I haven't eaten the gas and all of that stuff, so it's actually more than 120. It's more like probably somewhere in the vicinity of $300. That's just to get some ass.
Right.
I could spend $10, get in my tank, go pick this girl up, get that tray popping off, put that $100 in her pocket. And I'm satisfied.
And
it's done.
And you cut out all the middle bullshit.
Now, let's look at the nigga that nigga with.
Okay.
What you got on my red?
Oh, but wait a minute. I guess this would be the thug that you're supposed to be intimidated by, too.
This nigga
shacked up with it. So go ahead, spit that. Okay.
Yeah. He got to kick in on that, partly because if he's staying with her,
right,
one or two things. He's sitting around the house all day. Or 9 times out of 10, the nigga living there, he probably selling weed or drugs out the spot.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So now, he has to kick in something on the bills.
Okay.
A power bill, let's say she's on the PIP program. Let's say it's $40 a month.
Yeah.
He pays that $40. Her rent, let's say it's $100 a month. Let's say he pays only $50.
Right.
Then she want to go get her hair done. And they do get the hoes hair done. Don't let them fool.
Right.
Because truth, the niggas are living with them a bigger trick than they think we are.
Man, niggas just don't know.
They getting their hair done. They getting their nails done. Every problem, every complaint.
Every right birthday, there. Every holiday.
Yep.
Shit. Right there. Every goddamn period and PMS moment, nigga.
He's right there. And if they have kids, you can double those expenses by the number of children.
Goddamn, gotta buy this kid's shoes and kids' clothes. And fuck, school supplies, nigga, toys, shit. But
you
I
gotta feed them.
But I'm stupid.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
They gotta feed them. You know, make sure they got clothes and shoes.
Right.
And they don't do that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me take it back. They do it until they get tired of it.
Right.
Then they're going to find another bitch and start over with the same process. See what I'm saying? Well, what they do is, they go back and forth between both females.
Mm-hmm.
So they drop it a little bit in this house and a little bit in that house. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you count up what they've done, as opposed to the goods and services that we render that are important, but what we expend, we control our expenditures, we're coming up ace.
Man, I wish I could just let these niggas understand, man. Oh.
We become, in a certain aspect, the mini welfare system.
Hmm.
Because he may kick in on the clothes and the shoes. We just may buy the food.
Hmm.
And then there's the inevitable time when he's going to jail.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Hmm.
But we just supplement whatever their income is.
Mm-hmm.
And the nature of the relationship changes. Because again, they started off calling us whatever they want to call us. But they were always calling us.
Mm-hmm.
But you can call me a trick, but now you over here washing my dishes naked.
Man, that don't happen, man. You ain't got no bitches over there watching your shit naked, nigga. Shit.
Hey.
Out here if you want to, Thomas.
All I can say, man, is just niggas just don't understand our matrix, man. This shit is real. This shit happens, man.
It does.
Shit.
You come over here, wash dishes naked. Or you come over here, get over that stove and cook.
Mm-hmm. They don't even, they don't believe in the concept that we actually have delivery pussy, man. Where we actually have females come over delivering pussy, man.
Well, but that's because, again, they don't understand that. Again, this is power tricking for dummies.
Right,
because
right.
Because what's happening is when they come over, what they don't understand, they're coming to a house where nobody's going to beat them.
Okay.
Nobody's going to harm them. Nobody's going to steal from them or rip them off.
Mm.
Nobody's going to tell what they're doing.
Nobody going to judge them?
Nope.
Mm, shit.
Come in and do what you do. We always understand.
Mm.
Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to try to run game, but they do.
Yeah.
But the thing is we're the house. You don't walk into the casino and walk out with the slot machine. That's not how it works. So though you come in on some game, you won't leave on something else.
Right.
If you get away this day, you're coming back next.
Mm.
And you never get away. Because you always come back. Take Diamond Cut Diva.
Wow.
It's 5 years later and she's still coming back.
It won't leave you alone, man.
No, won't do it.
Mm.
Take any of them. Take the Hydra.
Man.
I'm about to start shining on these hoes. Why niggas just can't help a bitch out? She's still coming back.
Mm-hmm. Shit. You know, if I tell a nigga, which I have, I'm like, I got the same females in the mix for 10 motherfucking years. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what kind of relationship is that? Is that a true bona fide trick relationship where I got the same bitches on deck for 10 years coming through, fucking with a nigga?
They think that, well, here's the thing, they're under the illusion that they're coming back necessarily for the money.
Right.
But when you look at, you're not really giving them, that's the part that they don't get is that you're not really giving them anything.
Right.
I like to play both sides.
Okay.
If you're giving them, they'll say, well, nigga, you favor tricking. You favor tricking.
Okay.
Well, I mean, favor tricking. I mean, she wants some food, or kid wants some food, or whatever the case may be. And what they don't understand is that a lot of times we don't even collect up front.
Right.
Sometimes we don't collect up front.
Shit.
Just... what you're doing is you're creating an obligation.
Okay.
And though they hate obligation, they know, they intuitively know that they have to at least satisfy that obligation in part to continue the goods and services.
Right.
The because by this time they totally dependent on the system. Because again, that nigga that's fucking them for free, that's really not for free, he ain't gonna be there.
Shit. That nigga temporary, man.
Yeah, he's temporary.
He got another
broad, or he in the county.
Oh, he just tired of just dealing with her and all that shit he got to deal with when he fuck with her.
Yeah.
Shit.
And that's the shit we skipped it.
Exactly.
None of that.
That's why I can't understand motherfuckers shaking their head talk about, you know, what we doing is so dastardly. I'm like, nigga, fuck you. Nigga, we goddamn skipping the bullshit, nigga. We some OGs in this game, nigga. It ain't happening. I'm sorry.
We ain't involved when they have to steal out of niggas' pockets. We ain't involved in all the fuckery and the child support. We ain't involved in none of that.
Mm-mm.
We're not coming to the jail to post your bond.
Shit.
If you go to jail, we're not getting you out.
Nope.
But we damn sure gonna be here when you get out.
Slide on by, baby.
Yeah, shit. But we're not getting you out. Mm. Don't call us for no domestics. Mm. We ain't getting involved in that shit.
Shit.
We ain't getting involved in none of that.
Shit, you need to call Raheem, baby. Shit,
right.
We ain't fucking around.
That's right.
You know.
Right. Call Pee Wee. Mm. Call me.
Yeah. But see, that goes into, you know, what I talked about on one of my past shows is, you know, making a difference between the simp and the trick, you know, because a lot of this shit that we talking about, a simp would do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Run down and get your ass out of jail and, you know, just do all kinds of unnecessary shit to cover up your dumb shit. We ain't on that.
I'll give you an example.
What's up?
I would have got this little white Carol hophead out of jail, right?
Okay.
And so what happened was, she called, I guess he was that stuff, but he had been fucking up. I guess that make him her trick too.
Okay.
She signed on my application to get her out of jail.
All right.
And I collected my bread from him to get her out of jail.
Right.
I can't count the number of dudes that will sit up and sign on a bond for a bitch and get her out. And then it's like, when she don't go, I ain't seen her. What the fuck you mean? I ain't seen her. She just came through here that one time. I ain't seen her since she got out. Translation.
Mm.
She came through, fucked her, and he ain't seen her since.
Right.
But now he on the hook for 5, 10, or 15,000. And I have to tell him, look, you better give me something.
Man.
I hate to have your house raided. You better give me something.
Ooh-wee.
Tell me where she at. Tell me where she at, or we're going to come in your house and we're going to do everything.
Man.
So he gets a naked phone call. See what I'm saying?
Right.
And he's breaking down, crying. Somebody, he don't know why he got in this. He don't understand. And, you know, it's simple. It's simple.
Mm.
You don't do this. You don't sign on the line. This is not part of the game.
That ain't power tricking, nigga.
No, you don't do that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You never do that. And another fact. I'm going to give him one more jewel.
Okay.
And that's the last one I'm going to give
him. Okay.
If you're going to fuck around like that on that free fair exchange program, that's what I call it. I don't call it chicken. I call it a fair exchange program.
Okay.
Always fuck with a girl that likes something about your personality other than your pocket.
Wow.
They don't believe that that's possible.
Okay.
Always deal with a girl that likes something about your personality other than your pocket. Because a lot of what they're saying, a lot of what these girls, it's not so much as your money, it's your dependability.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that you're stable.
Right.
Because they go through fuckery any and all day. They're subject to any type of scam. They then I got into a fight with a bitch at a nightclub, and then I went upside their head, or the nigga that they fucking with jumping on them now.
Right.
But they know when they come to your spot, it's peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
they know when they go to Big Mike's spot or when they come to Tony, ain't nobody gonna come up in there. Ain't nobody gonna break their windows down.
Right.
Ain't nobody stalking them. Ain't none of that gonna happen.
Mm.
When they come up in our spot, it's tranquility and it's a good time.
Mm. Sure enough. For real.
You see what I'm saying? So, on the surface, it seems like it's about, but it's really not. It's the one place where they feel safe because there's a lot of violence and fuck shit that go on in the hood.
Mm.
There's a whole lot of violence and a whole lot of bullshit that go on. And a lot of females are just afraid.
Mm.
So when they come to us, they're safe. They're fed. They're comfortable. But we see facets of their personality that they niggas don't see.
Mm.
So that's why they're willing to take nut in the face from us. They won't fuck their dick.
People think that's a lie, too.
Well, I mean, they can think what they want.
Yeah.
Proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, they always say, like, ah, man, that bitch ain't motherfucking doing shit for you that she ain't doing for her main nigga.
I be like, man, I done heard it from the niggas' mouths themselves.
Like, damn, you don't do me like you do that fat nigga.
I'm like, yeah. Whoa, listen to this shit, what?
See, the thing is, what they don't understand is that as a part of the arrangement, we assist on that.
Yeah, that's got to happen, bitch.
Yeah, that's a fair minimum.
Uh-huh.
Again, we dictate the rules of exchange.
Mm.
They don't dictate anything.
Right.
Mm. We dictate the terms of trade.
Mm.
We say what you're doing. Why? Because we're the ones paying.
Oh, shit.
We tell you how this is going down.
Mm. And the funny thing is, a lot of them want to do that shit, man.
Yeah.
They want to do that shit, but they too, I guess what you call, you know, they don't want to have that whore complex with their main nigga. You know that.
Because the nigga thinking in his mind, you know, it's different because I had a homeboy.
Right.
I had a homeboy named G.
Mm-hmm.
He was called the Godfather, that wrestler from WWF.
Yeah.
Godfather, he was called him G. Here's how he was. He would go out in the street and let these rats suck his dick.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't like his wife to suck his dick. And I asked him about that. I was like, why you don't want your wife? He was like, because I feel that if she's doing that to me, she'll do that to another nigga.
Hmm, okay.
Now, to me, that seemed backwards.
Yeah.
But to him, that made perfect sense.
Hmm.
Because if she get that good dog to him, he would be paranoid about who else she's giving it to.
Right. Yeah, that's going on, man. Shit. I used to think bitches was lying about that shit, man, until I was hearing, you know, niggas on voicemails cussing bitches out about shit. I just seen you on the website and you was doing this. Bitch, you said you didn't do that. Shit. You know, and the bitch coming over my crib doing it to me, you know, without hesitation and loving it. You know what I'm saying?
And then also there's one other thing, man.
What's up?
One other thing that people don't calculate. A lot of these girls get a rush off of somebody putting value on their body.
Right.
They get a rush off that shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The fact that someone is paying attention. That's why Facebook is popular. That's why Twitter and Instagram and all, because somebody's paying attention to them.
Right.
They're doing what they want to do. They feel a certain value for it, and nobody's judging. And it's on the hush-hush. Because when they come to my spot, you know, they have no cameras here, so they can do whatever they want to do. They can get their little scuff rug on and go on about their business. I'm not going to show up at an inconvenient time.
Mm.
You know, when they lie to their man, they don't have to worry about me busting their lie.
Right.
When I see them at the store with another nigga, I keep right on going.
Mm.
You know, they look up, they see me, I see them, I keep right on going. But again, these are not stomp down hoes.
Okay.
That's what people have to remember. These are not hoes that are walking the track. But they hoeing. They're not hoes in the classical sense. They're hoes out of desperation. They're doing some 911 hoeing.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So their desire for that emergency, the only thing we do, we use the emergency to our advantage.
Right.
And we insist on a level of respect.
Yeah, a lot of people say you can't, tricking and respect don't go hand in hand, man. You know?
Bullshit. People treat you the way you let them treat you.
Right.
That's that paradigm, because they think that if you've given up your money, they think that that's a level of weakness.
Right.
They think that if you're giving up something. But I'll put this in another example.
Okay.
Right now, Burger King got this thing jumping off where they're giving people 2 sandwiches for $5.
Okay.
People think that they're getting something free just because Burger King gave them another sandwich for $2.50.
Okay.
When the sandwich is normally $3 and some change.
Wow.
What Burger King don't tell them is that it costs them $1 to make the sandwich. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it cost them $1 to make the sandwich, and they sold it to you for $2.50 instead of $3. They still made a profit. But in your mind, they gave you something. You think you're getting a deal because they're giving you 2 for $5.
Okay.
But it only cost them $1 to make the sandwich. If they were going to give you something, they should have given you both sandwiches for $2. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They didn't give you anything. They did that one reason. They need to take some of the money away from the competing businesses that are in the area, or their profits were low. They weren't selling as many fish sandwiches as they were selling waffles. They weren't selling as many chicken sandwiches as they're selling hamburgers.
Mm-hmm.
So they said that they gave you something, but they're really not giving you anything. But they know, because you think they're giving you something, you're coming back.
Man.
And that's the name of the game, is to keep you coming back. Because now, if you're used to coming back, when they change that shit back to $3, you're still going to come back. Why? Because the response is Pavlovian. You are used to coming back.
Shit, man.
You're addicted to the Whopper. You're addicted to the fish sandwich. You're addicted to the chicken sandwich. So it doesn't matter what they charge.
Shit. I know, man. I think that's just another level of the game. And, you know, I've always said to be an effective power trick, man, you know. And this flies in the face of course, what hoes like or what they dislike, man. You got to be well-read, man. You know, you got to know your 48 laws of power and your 33 strategies of war. You know, you got to be a renaissance man, you know, to be able to take shit and reverse engineer it and flip it on his head and get into the guts of shit, man. So a lot of shit we kicking, man, is just, it's going to be foreign to a lot of niggas, man, because they just used to that regular old pimp shit. You know what I mean? They not used to looking at governments and see how they do business. You know what I mean?
Well, the funny thing is that when people oftentimes compare capitalism to pimping.
Exactly.
They just don't understand the depth of the analogy.
Okay.
Because at any time, the government plays any number of roles, but they never relinquish their authority.
Right.
They make you think that they're the trick.
Mm-hmm.
And all the time, they're the pimp.
God bless me.
They're the times when they play the whore.
Mm-hmm.
But they never relinquish the fact that you have to come to them.
Man.
Ain't nobody knocking on your door. Who is it? Food stamps.
Right.
They ain't knocking on your door for Medicare. They ain't knocking on your door for cash assistance. They ain't knocking on your door for WIC or AFDC. You're coming to them.
Mm.
And you can get in their office and get mad and cuss out the caseworker. But you know what? When you go to that machine and the stamps ain't on your card, you damn sure going back to that office.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
DMHA ain't coming to you offering you a place to stay for reduced rent. You coming to them.
Mm-hmm.
You telling them your business.
Shit.
You got to sneak a nigga in and out of your house.
Shit.
Because if they find out that he's there, it's curtains.
Mm-hmm.
You walk the chalk line according to what they say.
Even though they providing for you, it's so,
you
so called in the slave role. You
there
know?
You go.
Yeah.
You see,
mm-hmm.
They're not calling you. They don't know your cell phone number. They're not calling you on your Obama phone.
Shit. Mm. So it's funny. It's like when just the average everyday cat, unassuming cat like me and you, implement these same sort of strategies. You know, we powerless. We tricks. We you know, we. It's just disgusting dealing with mental midgets, man. I'm like, you motherfuckers got it all backwards, man. I'm like,
yeah. Well, you ran the scenario of Korea in the first one.
Right.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Diego Garcia.
Mm.
A little island out there.
Okay.
In the ocean.
Yeah.
Those hoes over there was running a full-fledged prostitution scam.
Okay.
And the Navy was aware. That was a big thing out there in Diego Garcia. They were selling ass out of both rolling.
Okay.
It was the only game in town.
Pimp hard. Pimp harder. Pimp hard. Pimp harder. Pimp hard. Pimp harder. Pimp hard. Pimp harder. Pimp hard, pimp harder, pimp hard, pimp harder, pimp hard, pimp harder, pimp hard, pimp harder. Big plush Cadillac seats holding me up. Bitches hating cause I'm always doing big boy stuff. Wood wheel, I be gripping in my big boy truck. Bagged in at the club, getting this big boy suck. 8-ball, MJG, you know we can't be touched. If it's about Hennessy and weed, you can link it to us. If I feel you disrespecting, I'ma cock it and bust. And MJG gon' be right with me if that 8 ain't enough.
If 8 ain't enough, don't worry, I got 8 in the clip. 8 for them hard looks and 8 for that living was unnecessary. That boy, the punishment was less than very ugly. Was fucked up, you wanted this, you lucked up then. Oh well, some more shit I'm stuck up in. Hey, let's squash it, go sweep the dust up then. Drank a shot, I got a bitch who can drive a truck up in. MJG,
pimp tight,
then I got
him. Pimp hard, pimp harder. Pimp hard, pimp harder. This shit like a pimp should. I fuck with them niggas who run the hood. From the south to the east coast to the west, I be puffin' on that shit that's gon' be burning in your chest. See them hoes want a nigga who got bread. These niggas want a bitch who got that fire head. And all I want is weed and money and more money. The streets don't respect a nigga with no money.
your pole dummy. You should be spending your whole money. But if she out with you some, you probably tell her no, honey. You too slow, sonny. What I'm spitting gon' make you know something. So the next time, instead of just talking, you can show something. And most hoes, it's like casinos, built to blow something. So anytime a bitch approach me, I see some dough coming. My main focus is tricks who be out hoe hunting. But they don't get that pussy for free, I make them owe something. Thick women giving love to me, hugs and kisses, disrespecting bitches cause of me. Always wanna sex with me no matter where we be. All her friends do my friends and they do it for free. Okay, we smoke with them hoes and get them something to eat. But any real nigga will just a drill, baby. Pimp harder for the millennium. That paper out here for your armor. Give me some,
hit a lick with some. Tell my bitch to quick get the gun. We got some shit to run, so shut up and cut off the grits they done. I want you up on your feet until they blister some. Bitch, you understand what I'm saying? I'm the official one, MJG. I pimp strong until the reason's gone. Until it ain't no whole track left to sprinkle season on. The niggas who violated, they still bleeding on. I beat packs and shit sacks in the leaving zone.
Shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Okay.
They put you in on bases like Iceland, or put you in places like Diego Garcia, or that place you call. That's called isolation duty.
All right.
And they fly in a very limited number of women. You see what I'm saying? The scale of pills. So it would make more sense. Okay, well, why I'm sitting here, you gon' belittle me for spending 35.
Mm-hmm.
When in trinkets you done spent 350. That's retarded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I guarantee you, she ain't gonna be happy to just a bed spread.
Nope.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this concept of, again, they're getting things that somebody else used because they needed to deceive someone else who was slower than they were.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? It's the weak exploiting the weak, and then somebody took a definition from it. Now, does that mean all of those guys were stupid? No, I'm not saying.
Okay.
Some of those guys are well-read, but once you're... The thing about the streets is, man, is once you're trapped in that paradigm, a certain naivety sets in.
Okay.
A certain type of, you know... Like, you really didn't think that this was gonna happen? I mean, you couldn't see, you know, you couldn't see this shit in the cards? You couldn't see how this was gonna unfold? You know? That was a great quote by Iceberg Slim. And here's what he said. He was talking about street lifestyle, but he was talking about it in the context of pimping. Here's what he said. He said, the problem with the streets is this. It twists reality while purporting to represent it.
Mm.
It leaves its player with a blinded view on the chessboard of life. You can go in and look at this paradigm and you say, well, it's the tricks, the pimps and the holes, and, you know, the we in charge. Okay, you can tell yourself that. You can tell yourself that. That trick escaped with a misdemeanor. You and that hoe going to prison for pandering.
Man.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You tell yourself whatever you want to tell yourself. But at the end of the day, people are suckers for the truth. You can say whatever you want to say. You can come out with whatever rhyme you want to rhyme. You can make it sound real pretty. But at the end of the day, people are sufferers for the truth. And then when they get caught, here's the beauty of it. They're on TV talking about how they represent it and they live it and it's this and it's that. And then when they get caught, oh, it was just an act.
Okay.
It wasn't for real. Okay, but you got motherfuckers out here living and dying by your definition, and it ain't for real.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You got people dying to be you, and it ain't real.
Shit.
And the biggest example, okay, the brother from American Pimp, I'll use him as an example.
All right.
And I'm not saying anything disparaging about him, I'm just making an observation. In the documentary, American Pimp. Now, he started out with all these holes. He said he pimped until he was down to his last home. And guess what he did? He got up pregnant and married
her. Yep.
Say what? A pimp? Married? Call the police.
Shit.
And guess what? He said, well, now I got a daughter. And, you know, I have to go get Pampers now. And I'm like that now. So what?
Right.
What? Not with two E's for a double dose of that pimping.
Upgrade, nigga.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you start one way, but at the end of the day, you wound up a father and a husband working at a telemarketing place. At the end of the day, people are suckers for the truth. So, what would make that definition and their spin on reality absolute when it's temporary? Why would you ride or die for a definition that's temporary?
Okay.
Why you want to put another nigga in a box that's temporary? It's nothing but a mind fuck anyway.
Okay.
A way for them to come up and ultimately go to prison. Some of them get out of it.
Right.
Some of them escape through. Most of them go to prison.
Mm.
In the words of the Bishop Don Magic Wand, he said the penitentiary come with all this.
Right.
They go through that process and come out as square.
Mm.
Well, we started off square, so we remain square.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we duck prison.
You say what?
We duck. I said, but we duck prison.
I ducks that shit, son. Shit.
We never went to prison. We never got caught up in no rain.
Right.
We ain't got to worry about the police riding by our house.
Mm.
We ducked the court systems. We ducked the child support cases. We ducked the domestic violence cases. We ducked the fuckery. We expended a little money and got maximum pleasure for what we put out.
Man. Oh, shit.
Now, with that being said, that doesn't mean that they didn't try to run game on us. I'm not going to paint a picture that we didn't go through something.
Mm-hmm.
They're only human. They're going to try to run game on us. But we know they're going to try to run game on us.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Because we knew what it was when they came through the door.
Shit.
We knew you were going to come in here and try to run game. That's why every time you try to take us up, we take you down.
Shit.
You try to say 150, we say 75. You say 150, we say 75.
Mm.
And if you say 150 too many more times, we don't say 50.
Bullshit. And another thing we probably should clarify, and it's a shame that we have to clarify this, you know, because we think that, you know, niggas got sense, man, but we ought to clarify that, you know, this is for entertainment purposes only.
I
think that's what the problem we having is, why niggas is like, nigga, you tricking, like we tricking to try and get a wife. Or we trying to get a serious relationship. I'm like, nigga, seriously? I'm like, no, that's not how we gets down, nigga. This is for expendable pussy only, man.
The last thing, again, it goes back to what you said earlier. We have other things we're doing.
Right.
So we're not sitting around the house pining for relationships. So we're not sitting around the house with our dicks in the hand waiting for these females to call. We have other shit to entertain us. We have other shit to, you know, keep our attention.
We don't
want to
grind, man.
We don't want a relationship with you. Can you imagine a relationship with crazy bitch Kayla?
Woo.
Can you imagine the motherfucker that's in a relationship with Kayla?
Man. Ooh-wee. Not the kid.
You know, who would want a relationship? Mm. So why don't you go find? Because marriage isn't for everybody. It just is. Mm. It just is.
Shit.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And if they've read your bona fide ads, they should know you've already done the marriage thing. You've already done the family thing. You see what I'm saying? You've been there and done that.
Shit. 20 just, years. That's
just not for everybody.
Shit. Yeah, it's all predicated upon, you know, your position in the universe at a particular time, man. Shit, I've been there, done that, and right now, due to my profession and due to my past, shit, this is the most conducive, should I say, lifestyle for me right at this particular point, man. I've tried to actually have relationships while doing this hustle, and it don't work, man. It's miserable. Oh, I get so miserable trying to have a steady chick and do this shit. It's not working. Mm-mm.
Okay. And again, let's hit on this, because I know somebody's going to say, well, you're only dealing with rat.
Right.
What you have to keep in mind is that relationships involve time.
Right.
And we choose not to take that time to run behind some shit that's uncertain, that may end up costing us 10 times more than what we pay for.
Mm-hmm.
If we just went ahead and cut through the bullshit.
Shit. Just like right now, I remember telling you my girl Sweets stepped back on the scene, right?
Now
you know I love me some goddamn Sweets, man. That's my baby. You know that. I mean, I literally got feelings for this chick, right? But, of course, you know how many kids she got, right?
Yeah.
How many she got? She got what?
Got 4 kids.
Yeah, she got 4 kids, nigga. So it's like, nigga, it's like, okay, I got the option, because like I said, she stepped back on the scene with that bullshit again, talk about, I miss you, I love you, and me and you both know what the fuck that is. She tired of struggling with the nigga that she with. That's all it is. She tired of basically being the man of the house and getting the bread, and she got to get this nigga bread because he just laying around the house playing Xbox, so she getting frustrated again. I know that shit. So she back on the scene. Baby, I miss you. I love you. We need to run away. Now, if I was a retard, you know what I'm saying? I actually run away with this chick with 4 kids, nigga. No. So what's cheaper? It's definitely cheaper just to have her come over here, listen to her whine a bitch about that nigga. I get some of that good sex. You know, we go out to eat or something. Then she go right back home to that nigga and her 4 kids. Fuck that shit, nigga. No, thank you. That bitch had me broke.
Mm-mm. I will reiterate it again for those that don't get it.
Right.
We're not paying them to stay. We're paying them to leave.
Pay your ass to go.
Go. Ooh, I don't care where you go. Just go. Go.
See you next week. Hell no.
See what
man.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just go. Just leave. Just go.
Man.
See what I'm saying? If you come next week, and we don't want to give the impression that, okay, you don't care about their plight. No, we do. We do. We do care about their plight.
That's why we pay them. Average nigga ain't gonna give him a dime because he on that macho shit. Fuck that bitch. Yeah. Bitch can't get a dime out of me. You know what I'm saying? Now that's how I get down, son. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's like if they stand with him, you know, a lot of times by definition, the niggas that they fucking with,
right,
what will happen is he needs them like they need him. So he becomes, like you said, a fourth child.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, he's paying the rent, but he's eating up the king vitamin cereal.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? He becomes another child. He becomes another expense. So he's putting down, I mean, he's taking from them, in the long run, way more than he's giving them up front.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So as he runs in and out of their life, and dealing with all that bullshit, and going to jail, and they getting domestic violence cases, and all of that shit.
Mm.
See what I'm saying? In the middle of all that shit, when they need to get away,
right?
Nobody understands, but Mike will understand, or Tony will understand. Nobody understands, but us.
Shit. Come see daddy, baby.
Yeah.
Come rest your
nobody
head.
Nobody understands. Yeah.
Ah, nigga, you
let it out.
Nigga.
Let it out.
Shit, for real. Man, if I had a dime for every time I had a female over here that just broke down crying on my shoulders and shit, you know? But, you know, niggas would consider that some old weak, soft ass shit, you know? Ah, nigga, you saving the hoes.
Yeah, and let's say this. Listen to me. I save hoes.
You got bitches over there crying on your shoulder and shit. What the fuck you got going on over there, nigga? Oh, weak ass nigga.
I save.
You listening to these bitches sob stories, old trick ass nigga?
Yeah. Like, nigga, I cares about my bitches. Fuck you, shit. Talk to me, baby.
I listen to them, and on occasion I fall for them.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And then when it's over, I let them fly on the way, and then they come right back. It's like the concept in martial arts, right?
Okay.
Martial arts is primarily for defense, but it allows you to be offensive.
Okay.
Against the person that is attacking you.
Right.
Because to attack someone, you have to open yourself up for attack.
True.
So if you throw a punch at me, you have to open yourself up to be counterpunched, or block, or kick. You have to, like the old saying, you got to bring ass to get ass.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So in order to run that, you have to expose yourself to me. And I'm not so tied up in your pussy that I'm just believing everything you say.
Right.
That's not what it is. I know you lying. I know you lying. I played this game before.
Right.
I'm 4 or 5 moves ahead of you. I know you lying. I have seen this script too many times. I've seen this script. I already know what happens at this point. I know what I'm supposed to say. I've seen this script too many times.
Okay.
And it always ends up with, Tony, can you help me?
Can you help me?
Yeah. It always ends up the same way.
Man.
You see what I'm saying? So, it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, they're going to come up with a sob story. Let them cry. Let them do what they do. Because you know they're coming back.
Hmm.
And when they don't come back, it's the reason why they don't come back. Just like the Warrior Princess.
Oh, shit.
She's popped up on the screen, too.
Okay.
You see, they always come. And the reason they don't come back is because it's another nigga that's there for the moment.
Right.
But then he leaves, and then they're here again.
Hmm.
The most valuable commodity is not your money. There's nothing to work this paper anyway.
Man, these niggas aren't understanding that shit, man. They don't, like I said, if you go ahead and you hold up the concept of time is currency, these niggas ain't buying it, man. They like, nah, nigga, you know, you making excuses, man, because you want to flip off your bread, nigga. And all that. You stupid motherfuckers, the older you get, the more you're going to understand just how precious time is, nigga.
Yeah.
Mm.
So see, what's happening is, again, what they don't understand is we're controlling the expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a company can do, Doc? You know how these companies a lot of times get around paying taxes or get around audit investigations?
Yeah.
What they can do is, I'll give you an example. This guy, Company A, buys Company B. He maintains them as two separate companies. Company A leases equipment from Company B.
Okay.
But the same guy who owns Company A owns Company B.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that is artificial. It's created.
Okay.
It's controlled.
Hmm.
The expenditures are controlled. So when the IRS comes to look at their taxes, he has it set up to where Company A is operating at a deficit.
Okay.
Company B is making just enough profit to keep him at a certain tax level. But he's the owner of both companies. So all he did was move money from one place to another. And that's all we're doing.
Mm.
We're not cashing these bitches out hundreds of dollars. Again, because these are not real hoes. That's what they keep missing.
Right.
These are not real hoes. These are first of the month fuckers. They just fucking just get enough money to make it to the first of the month. And then in that exchange and in that relationship, a funny thing happens. They let their guard down with us.
Right.
And once they let their guard down with us, they're totally hooked.
Hmm. Hooked on the process.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But now it's about the security, the dependency, the stability, the tranquility.
Hmm.
Now they're going to get a little bit of change.
Yeah, they definitely gonna get that. I'm gonna take care of mine, shit. And niggas act like I would be ashamed to let a nigga know I take care of my broads, nigga. I takes care of mine, shit. Cause you know, no, on the real, on
can't
the,
say, well, you know, you're not supposed to.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, this is my matrix. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, they actually my wives, man, shit, for real. I just don't deal with all that other fuck shit that they niggas gotta deal with. You know, like I said, I only deal with the fun shit. I only deal with kicking it, going out to eat, going to the movies, and fucking. That's all I deal with. And I've been dealing with the same ones going on a decade, shit. So, you know, my thing is, this is just my own little legal polygamy. That's all it is. And I take great pride in taking care of mine, shit. Fuck them niggas.
And don't get caught up in the court system.
That's right.
Don't have to, because if you was mad for them for 10 years and you got divorced, you on the hook for alimony.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them ain't got a dime. So your ass should be right down there at the wire right about now.
I'll be trick status for real.
Yeah.
Shit, I'll be goddamn broke trick. I won't be no power trick. I'll be broke trick. Nigga, shit. All because you want me to get a real relationship. Nigga, fuck you.
The value, the most important commodity, is not your money.
Man.
It's your time.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Mm. And they understand it at a certain level. And again, you're not the nigga that they want, but at the end of the day, you're the nigga that they need. At the end of the day, I come back to this.
Right.
People are suckers for the truth. And that's what it comes down to. At the end of the day, this nigga will extract much more than he'll take from them. He'll extract much more from them than he'll give them.
Right.
You see, and again, it's a sort of symbiotic relationship because he got to deal with their bullshit and their insecurity. He got to deal with all the fuck shit that comes with dealing with them. He got to deal with all of that. See, when we see him, it's the, well, I'm fucked up, can you help me? You know? But he has to see them after they leave us.
Right.
And when he sees them after they leave us, it's on a more consistent basis. He has to be with this girl every day. Every single fucking day.
No, nigga.
Can you imagine being with Diamond Cut Diva? There's four kids every fucking day.
I'll be hitting myself in the head with a hammer, nigga. I'm like, oh, shit. I couldn't do it.
So, you know, it's not, and again, I don't paint it as all rose.
Right.
But they come with some bullshit with us, but it doesn't seem to work because they have to keep coming back. They're so dependent on the system. They're not ready to be unplugged.
Man.
Their level of maturity and their lifestyle prevents them from being unplugged. See what I'm saying?
Right.
They got to do dumb shit. They got to do dumb shit.
Wow.
I give you an example straight from the street.
Okay.
Bitch come in. She come in with a supposed to be nigga, right?
Okay.
So this supposed to be her husband. She come in and they come in to purchase a car.
All right.
She don't get out the car. The nigga get out the car. He ain't even got a driver's license. He let somebody buy a car.
Alright.
She got to come out. She got to come out. And she got to go in there and fill out the application. She puts down the down payment on his car.
Yeah, off the top, off the top. Slick pot, know about it. Jump back, come on, yeah. From front to back street, listen, we on a mission to get right. Working street corner in the midnight, picture the scene. These fiends with $5, $10 dream scheme. Four stack of that, believe that. I'm with whatever, like we stroll. Stuck serving my cocaine raw. Drop 62 off the brick. Jump back 20 over, now that more money to get. Slick, we finna lick on the corner without getting caught. But time, keep us slipping and money getting short. Plus that crooked cop rock think we blow slangin'. That's why he ride through the hole with the door swinging. But I make moves, shake them tricks up out they shoestrings. Be more precise when we do things. Cause life like shaking the dice, but I buck back twice like 5 deuce 4 trade. Okay,
dirty, gon' represent it to the TED top. Born and bred up on the street top. Get to the money in a sweet spot, and forever hollering when we see cops. Been dressing dirty, gon' represent it to the T-top. Born and bred up on the street top. Get to the money in a sweet spot,
and forever hollering when we see God.
Cops and robbers, niggas be buying to get them dollars and cents. They get in the slump like baseball players when they shot on their rent. Anything going, you ain't knowing how much money you spent. But in the real world, you're surrounded by these ladies and gents who hang around you cause you be buying all the weed and all the chicken. Being everybody smoking them out when you broke, no, they was missing. Now you riding by 4D, starting to tear up your suspension. And your baby mom on child support, my fault, forgot to mention. You don't even have a checking account, one thinking about no pension. I used to work at Steak and L.O. Gold off in the kitchen. Had a termination and graduated, and I got the whole rap world fascinated. I wanted a piece of the pie for me and my family, so I made it. Continue to sell dope, it's paying the bills, so you gon' do it. But legislation got this new policy, 3 strikes and you're ruined. Now where your crew in?
Yeah.
I'm strictly stressing, dirty, gon' represent it to the tag top. Born and bred up on the street top, get to the money in the sweet spot. And forever hollering when we see cops. Strictly stressing, dirty, gon' represent it to the T-top. Born and bred up on the street top, get to the money in the sweet spot. And forever hollering when we see cops.
Hey, me and my buddy on the cut and they know we serving them slabs. We better watch what we doing and look out for Joe now. And quit reading up and standing on this same old block before our gangsta ass partner get both of us shot. Niggas talking cause they making some flow, but still ain't did nothing that ain't been done before. You can't be trying to showcase, just put it down for your spot and improvise and work with that little you got. So I think when I finish selling my last sack, I'm gonna take some of this money, go and give some back. Cause people won't forget about the time you gave, know what I'm saying? And start thinking about a path to pay.
I'm strictly dressing dirty, gon' represent it to the tag top. Born and bred up on the street top, get to the money in the sweet spot. And forever hollering when we see cops. Strictly dressing dirty, gon' represent it to the tag top. Born and bred up on the street top, get to the money in the sweet spot. And forever hollering when we see cops.